Remember, use the code POD21 in your basket when you go to the War HQ, who sponsors this podcast, to get 15% off your bolt action purchases. Go along, guys. Now, on with the show. So, it's the War Room. It's Paul here. Aloha. All said in a different order, just to make it more exciting. And this is a Monday night show, which is going out very late, because the Monday night show that I actually recorded, I wasn't very happy with. So we're going to have another go at the show tonight. What did we do this week? Well, Friday night I played against Brian, Scottish team captain, a little game. I played, who did I play? I played 21st Independent Parachute Brigade, and they had a little run out against a French army with veteran paratroops. Ended up as a noble draw, but we actually got to the end of our game, which was unusual for us at club night, because on club night we're normally doing too much chatting, too much talking with other people, that we barely get past turn four, the pair of us, when we play each other. So it was nice to end up finishing the game. Lots of chatter about the World Team Championships in spite of all that went on. There seemed to be a good amount of fun and everybody seems to have really enjoyed it, which was the point of the exercise. Onwards and upwards, hoping to go to Spain next year. So if you know anybody from various countries out there who wishes to become a representative for the country, they can get in touch with me on Facebook, Paul Walker or War HQ, and we will have a wee chat and see if we can't include you on the representatives page if we don't already have a representative for your country. And there are a few countries out there who haven't sent teams, although I know there's a few people already have been asking. It's only a couple of weeks, if that, since the World Team Championships. We've got people, South Africa are starting their route already, and Japan, I've had a request from Japan. Almost all the entrants, in fact, I think all the entrants who entered this year have already said they're keen to come back again, so that's excellent. Hopefully it will be going onwards and upwards. But less about the World Team Championships. That's not for another year now. What else has been happening in Bolt Action World? Well, I tell you what, I got something very exciting sent to me by my good friend Jamie Tranter, the infamous JT. Now, you may remember he had a Kickstarter out for a Warsaw Uprising army, Polish. And some of those models have already been made and released. They're a little bit behind time, but boy, was it worth it. In the next week, I'll put some pictures up of the models I've got. I'm just going across to my cabinet now to have a look at them, and so I can describe them a bit better. We've got various models, both female, male, and we've got a boy who's been sculpted. We've got the two-man flame, homemade flamethrower. These models are at least as good as the 3D renders that you saw on Facebook and various other places. I think they're even better. Once I get some decent photographs, as I say, I'll get those up on the website. I will be selling those, but I am so impressed with these models. They are superb quality, not quite as heroic in scale as Warlord, but not quite as thin as Perry, I would say. They are excellent. I am astounded, and Jamie can really pat himself on the head. My favourite model, I think, is the sniper who's got his foot up on some bricks. All the models are really, really good. Lots of lovely poses. Now, you may not know, but all of the ones that I have so far, and I have, Oh, trying to work out how many figures. I've got 16 are available at the moment. They've all been based on actual pictures of people who took part in the Warsaw Uprising. I think you can find on the infamous JT various photographs that the sculptors and Jamie have based these on. And they're just excellent. I can't say more than that. We will be stocking them in the shop. And we do have these 15 for sale now. You can go to thewarhq.co.uk. In just a few weeks, we will have these up for sale. But they are so good. I'm glad Jamie stuck in with it. There's a few more to come yet. Those will be just a little bit behind time, but not too far behind time. And guys, you're going to want to get your hands on these or have a good look at them. So that was one thing that happened this week. And as you can tell, more than just a little bit excited. I also have a Panther and a Hetzer for this little army. And I'm going to be looking forward to playing it. But as I said, onwards and upwards. What else was happening? Well, the Warlord have released the FAQ and errata early to those that are going to the D-Day campaign day on June the 9th, I think it is. Don't swear to that. So they got some of the pages from the D-Day book, the army lists, and I think some of the new units. Can't remember exactly now. As well as the players pack, obviously, and as I said, they got the FAQ and errata. So those have been getting shared around. It was nice to see that those folk who had signed up for the event got those just a little bit early and gave them something to spread around the internet. And a few things have come up. I'm sure it'll be dissected by many podcasts. In fact, might even be dissected by my podcast next week. But a couple of things of note. We're touching on Jamie's models there and the list in... Oh, where was the list? The list in the... Oh, I can't remember where the Warsaw list was. In Battle for Road to Berlin, I think it was. They've given them access to some more submachine guns, which historically is quite accurate. Still a few things that they really need to add or change to those lists to be as historical as we think it could be, but it's certainly a step in the right way. And while we're talking about submachine guns, my beloved Royal Marines have at last been asked only to pay 2 points for their submachine guns, which is fabulous. Something I've been chomping over for a while. Still doesn't make them much more playable, but I shall be taking the Royal Marines to France, which I'm starting to look forward to now. We've got the French Nationals again, I think it'll be on the 9th, over at Overlord Museum in Normandy, so I'm attending those and should have a good bit of fun. I'm going over with Steve from Warlord HQ as well. We're both going over to spread the word, have a bit of fun with bolt action, and find some more things that we can bring back to HQ and let them know, you know, basically how the community is reacting and the sort of thoughts on the community in my new job. Well, new job, it's not a job, I wish I was getting paid for it. My new role as the Warlord Ambassador. So exciting that is. What else came up in the facts? Tiger Fear. Ah, now there's a question. Tiger Fear didn't really get touched very much. We thought that it would be nerfed a little bit, made a little bit less awesome, as it's not really a national rule, it's a vehicle rule for the Germans. But it was hardly touched a foot all. In fact, it was confirmed that it was more powerful than a lot of people thought, simply because the only mention of it was for the passengers inside a transport. If the transport has line of sight, then the passengers inside the transport have line of sight to be affected by tiger fear. So that was something I can kind of see the logic on the one hand, but I can also see how some folk might think that's too powerful as well, and their logic for thinking that way. So difficult one, but that's the way it's been done. So we'll learn to live with it. What else that came up in Fak and Errata? There's a couple of things. There was at the end of Fak and Errata that I can remember was a suggestion that because campaign books are exactly what it says on the tin, they're really for campaigns, not for competitive play, that Warlord would suggest competitive tournaments should think about allowing only forces picked from armies of books rather than campaign books. I can see where they're going with this. I have been part of the discussion on this. There are a couple of downsides to that as well that I can see. And again, they've left it open. If you don't want to do that, it's perfectly up to yourselves. They are just suggesting this. I think it comes from a place where they're trying to guide people towards a style of playing and a style of tournament for competitive purposes, which is seen as having a more level playing field. Whether that's a good idea or a bad idea is a totally different matter, but I can see why they're doing it, and we'll see how that develops in the coming year or so. I think it's nice to see them making the steps towards it. I am, of course, not totally impartial, as I am helping on those steps. So yeah, it is what it is. It's a little bit that's added in, and that'll cause a little bit of consternation amongst the community. Some folk will like it, some folk won't. But as Warlord said, it's your game, you play it how you like, you're the TO, you make up the rules. This is just a suggestion. So, anything else in Fak and Errata that I can remember off the top of my head? No, I can't. So I think I'll possibly try and get next week's programme where we go through the Fak and Errata. It's easily available on the internet in various places. If you know your Google foo, you can easily get it or ask for it in various groups. Alright, that was Fak and Errata. What else happened this week? Let me have a look and see. Well, I'll tell you one thing that helps. I see the Italians are playing their championship as a kind of league. They've looked as though they had about 30 people taking part, which was really very positive indeed. If you give me a second, I am going to go out and have a look and see what those results were, because I am going to probably ruin his name, so my apologies for that if you're there. But Iga Buscherini, I hope that's right, he sent me on the Italian Championship results, and I'm just opening them up now, and I see that Igor himself actually came first, with Marco Bonavita coming second and Massimo Morigloni coming third. I hope I haven't wrecked your names too much. So that was the final rankings of the first Italian championship 2018-2019 season. So it's nice to see them taking part, and very healthy number of participants with 30 there. And hopefully we'll see an Italian team, perhaps, at the World Team Championships next year. That would be something indeed. Now, what else? Oh, difficult to say. There's a few things going on. As I said, Jamie's got his... Jamie's got his Kickstarter. Sorry, lads, getting old. his Kickstarter out there, and he's got another couple of models up this week. First two rifle-equipped figures. They're trying to keep the aesthetics of the fighters in civilian gear and being quite relaxed. And they've got a light machine gun team with one guy with the machine gun and another guy carrying the ammo. So that's really looking good. Warlords open day tickets. The open day is on the 20th of July this year. And it's just going to be, as the name suggests, it's going to be an open day. Comes with a free special edition miniature, but they don't actually tell us what it is yet. There's just 300 tickets available. Oh, that's pretty cool. And as I say, you get the exclusive model when you arrive. I wish I could get to this. I think I've got something else on that day. But if I can get it changed, I'll certainly be down there. Not just Bolt Action, all the other games. So if you're into any of the Warlord games, it looks as though it might be rather a fun day out. What else is going on that I can see? Well, I'm going to the Championship of France, as I said, and that's being held, as I've already mentioned, at the Overlord Museum. But one of the things I like is that almost all the tables are made to represent battles or places where conflict took place. So we've got tables called Tobruk, Pegasus, Braycourt, Foy, Sword, Brest, there's a Pacage one, Carentan, Pont de Hoc, the Eastern Front, Tunisia, and Lafayette, wherever that is, pardon my ignorance. So I'm really looking forward to seeing these tables and really looking forward to getting to the event. It looks fantastic. Oh, what else is going to be on? I think that's about it. What's coming up? Well, we are going to have a look at the Falcon Errata in the next episode, so that should be good. I'll do that for Thursday. I've got some meetings this week for World Team Championship. We're already started working on that. I'll try and get a guest on to the next show. I'll maybe see if Harrison's available to come on the next show, if I can. And we'll try and get Chris Brown on a show in the next wee while. We're looking forward. Chris Brown's now moved down closer to me. So Chris Brown, the author of the Market Garden book. Planning to do some bits and pieces with Chris and his rather large bolt action battles, often including up to 18, 20 people all playing the same game at once. Can be interesting. So we'll try and bring some of Chris to you, and we'll also try and do one in the very near future, next couple of weeks, with Dave Nolan, who is the tournament organiser for the World Team Championships, and maybe bring some thoughts about what's happening for next year and how things may change. Still at an early stage, but it'd be interesting to find out. So guys, you've heard me going on for long enough. It's time to say mahalo and see you in the next episode. And remember guys, POD21, POD21, go and enter that code in the coupon space on your basket page when you go to thewarhq.co.uk for all your bolt action goodies.